because God's going to make sure that happens. And I believe you and I are going to live to see it. And we're part of it. We're called to be a part of it. You say, well, I don't seem like we're doing a whole lot at this point. Well, don't despise the day of small things. When Jesus was 29 years old, he was just as much the Son of God as he was when he was 30. He was just as beloved of his Father when he was 29 as he was when he was 30, but he was not doing miracles. Jesus was reading the scripture. He was praying. 15 times the New Testament records Jesus praying to the Father. And he was going to church. Walking it out sinless, pure, holy, righteous. No guile found in his mouth. But he was not doing miracles. Now his mother was expecting great things out of her boy. Right?
That's right.
And she had a right to, because she remembered what Gabriel had said. He shall be great. I don't want that puts little doodads. This left side burn gets to standing out. You know, he is burning. But Jesus, man, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. When they took him to church or the temple when he was 40 days old, hey, I just love to share this with my oneness brethren, because they held up the baby and presented him to the Lord. That's what your King James Bible says. They presented Jesus to the Lord. There's somebody up there. Did whoever held him up, Mary, Joseph, whoever, did they think they was holding up God Almighty? Or God Almighty's supernaturally conceived, virgin-born, sinless Son, Redeemer of all mankind and predetermined, preordained ruler of this planet for the coming 1,000 years.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Amen.
And then when Simeon got a hold of him, he said, God, I can die today. It's okay with me. You promised me that I could see your salvation. And here he is right here. Ready to go. Seeing what you promised. Then that precious saint, prayer warrior Anna, she spoke some awesome things of him. And Mary hid these things in her heart and pondered them. And she said, one day my boy is going to shake the world. And reshape the world. And so, I'm just going to use my imagination here, but I think it fits perfectly with Scripture. Just say they were somewhere and encountered a crippled child when he was 28, 29. This compassionate mother, Mary, said, son, can't you do anything about that? No. Wish I could. My hour has not yet come. Mary said, okay. God's timing is perfect. One of the hardest things that people of God ever had to do in the Bible was wait. Moses on the backside of the desert tending sheep. Acts said he already knew it. He thought his brethren ought to know that he's going to be the one to deliver. But it ain't happened. 40 years on the backside of the desert tending sheep. But one day, the the time came.
Amen.
Psalm 105:19 says that Joseph was hurt, iron stocks, chains that he was in prison. That's what it says. The iron hurt him until his time came. Check it. Hallelujah. It did show up. One day they said got him out of prison. And he woke up that morning in prison, and he woke up that night, and he went to bed that night in the palace. He woke up nobody, and he woke up somebody, the second ruler in Egypt. And Pharaoh said, nothing or nobody's going to move a hand or foot in this kingdom without you, a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. The regent, Pharaoh's right-hand man. But nobody got him confused. Joseph was still Joseph. Pharaoh was still Pharaoh. Can you say amen?
Amen.
They spoke the same language. Might have looked similar. Joseph's beard grew out. He got to looking like an Egyptian. His brothers, when they finally came down, they thought, well, he's an Egyptian. Some people probably thought he was Pharaoh. He went in chariot number two. You've heard of Air Force Two? He was in chariot too, that's what the Bible said. And he had an honor guard. And he had a scepter. And he had a robe. And I could see two old boys standing by the road and said, man, look at there. There goes Pharaoh. I don't believe it is. What's got to be? Man, look at him. Look what he's got. Look at them guard. I said, no, that's Joseph. Pharaoh's giving it all to him. But Pharaoh's still over in the palace.
That's right.
There's somebody over Joseph.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
1 Corinthians 11:3 said, Paul said, I want you to know something. The head of every woman is the man. The head of the man is Christ. And the head of Christ is
God.
Everybody say God. That's who we're talking about. That's who we want people to see, God. That's about getting to God. But listen about Jesus. He's 30 years old. Walked down that riverbank. Was baptized. Driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. He didn't want to go there. Mark said he was driven into the wilderness. But he passed every test, defeated every foe, resisted every temptation, and returned in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, Mama, when we come up on a problem, we can do something about it. Because the time.
It's the time.
You ever been to Cana? You been to the Holy Land, Briscoe, and I've been to Cana. They still sell wine there. We bought some and drank. It's non-alcoholic, by the way. Anyway, it's 3 miles down the hill from Nazareth. Jesus and his already had some disciples, Mary. They went down to the wedding feast. And here's a problem. Ran out of wine. Mary comes to Jesus. Son, they're out of wine. Well, he said, what's that got to do with me? Yeah, he said it again, my hour. But it was right on the verge, right? Folks, that's where we are. Hold on now, hold on. Keep the church doors open. Keep the lights burning. Keep the music's going. Keep the sermons going. Because we're right on the verge. Hello?
Amen.
I said we're right on the verge. This is what I came to tell you. We're right on the verge of God's timing. And God's fixing to change the order of the service. If you keep your doors open, I don't claim to be a prophet, but I'm going to kind of prophesy here. I believe God's going to fill them up. Now, go ahead. Hallelujah. 9/11 filled up a lot of them. The next Sunday. It's a record, matter of record. But hey, the message wasn't right for a lot of them. It's this convoluted message. And the power was not there as we must have. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit's come upon you. And so Mary turned to the servant and said, well, whatever he says, do you do it. And they filled up the containers with over 100 gallons of water. I believe it's 108 gallons. And Jesus turned the water into wine. Now I know the Southern Baptists turned the wine back into grape juice. Smile right there. For me. But Jesus turned the water into wine when it's time.
Welch's
didn't exist. Welch's didn't exist. And for the next 3 years or better, devil, get out of the way. Hallelujah. Folks, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. See, in the 11th chapter of Daniel, verse 28, it's talking about the end times. It says, then. Verse 32, they that do know their God. That's where me and you come in. We don't believe God became a microscopic cell in the womb of a woman wet and warm for 9 months. We don't believe that. That was God's son. But they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Folks, we're going to see cancer dry up. How big is your God?
Amen.
We're going to see arthritis healed. We've seen it. These hands have done some pretty bad things in the past. I've shared some of it with you. Thank God they're cleansed by the blood. But I've laid these hands, along with Briska. I always need her to help me. And we prayed for people who were dying with asthma and never had another attack. We prayed for people, this is very blunt, whose bowels were falling out with Crohn's disease, and it was healed. We prayed for people who were coughing up pieces of their lung and said, I'm having surgery tomorrow. That was on Sunday. By Wednesday night, they brought me back the doctor's report, no cancer. I'm talking about how big is our God. I'm nobody. I'm from Balcombeville. If your porch falls down and kills more than 3 dogs, you must be in Balcombeville. My brother-in-law said that's where the toothbrush was invented. Any place else, it would have been called teeth brush. Somebody get that on the way home, but anyway, that's Balkan. Right north of Pumpkin City. But I'm telling you, we serve an awesome God. A big God. We were in service 2 Sundays ago with Rita Hodges and her husband Doug on the big motel in Weaverville, California. On property in Branson, Texas, Motorhome Park. But let me tell you something, it meant nothing when they found that grapefruit-sized cancer in Rita. And doctor said, we think it's spread. I got a call from my sister Rita in Louisiana. Joel, have you heard? These were our buddies. Been with them to Mexico, Hawaii. Used to be on the church bench with, or under the church bench with Doug when we were boys. Our daddies were old time oneness preachers. And they called on Thursday and they said, one phone, Rita was on the other. They said, Joel, know what God did for you when he healed your depression. Would you pray for Rita? I said, I wish LaBrice was here. Because cancer's too big for me. But she wasn't. She was doing chores, errands. So I got my cordless phone, got down in my big chair, and just started praying to God that is bigger than cancer. He's bigger than death, greater than the doctors. I am the Lord that healeth thee. In Jesus' name. I was weeping. They were weeping. I don't see a lot spiritually. I know a lot of people do, and that's fine. But let me tell you what I saw. I saw in the spirit, almost on a TV screen of my mind, something like a shaft or an arrow. And they were in California and I was in Nashville. And it was headed west, that's all I can say. And I quit crying and started laughing. Don't look at me so funny now. I'm just telling you what happened. This is what happened. And I started laughing. And I said, well, I don't see very much, but let me tell you what I just saw. I saw something that looked like an arrow flying. And it looked like it was headed toward Fresno, California. They were down in Fresno for the best doctor. Money, no object. And when they went in there the next day, there was no cancer. No cancer. For God be the glory. Come on, folks. Let's give him praise. Let's give him honor. He's bigger than our problem, bigger than our needs, bigger than our lack of understanding, bigger than our affliction. Hey, I prayed a lot of prayers that didn't happen. Thank God for those that did. Right. We were in service with her 2 weeks ago. She's the picture of health, giving her testimony far and wide of what God did for her. Nobody from nowhere, but we serve a great big God.
Amen.
And he's made us some great big promises. Jesus is expecting great things from me and you. Because before he left, he said, this is what I used to say, be encouraged, challenged, strengthened, encouraged by the miracles of Jesus, but don't be overwhelmed by them. Because one statement from Jesus puts them all in perspective. These things shall ye do, and greater shall ye do, for I go to the Father.
All right.
So Jesus is expecting great things from us. And you know what? That expectancy is growing in me and getting bigger and bigger, folks. The knowledge of the glory of God is going to fill the earth. And we have been called to do it. Don't look somewhere else. You and me. To God be glory. Give him worship in the house. Would you just stand up, just give him some praise and worship? Hallelujah.